Hey everyone, welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real. How many of us out there are walking around with this invisible pressure cooker of perfection strapped to our backs? Seriously, raise your hand if you ever catch yourself thinking, I have to nail this, or it has to be perfect. We're bombarded with messages every single day telling us we need to be flawless. The Instagram influencer with her picture-perfect life, the CEO crushing it in the boardroom, the friend who seems to effortlessly juggle everything. And guess what? It's exhausting. This constant striving for perfection is not only unrealistic, but it's also a major roadblock to happiness and well-being. Today, we're tackling something super important: embracing imperfection. We're going to ditch the self-criticism, loosen that grip on perfect, and learn how to be kinder to ourselves. Because let's face it, life is messy, beautiful, and full of imperfections, and that's what makes it so darn interesting. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways for letting go of perfectionism. 1. Recognize the myth. First things first, we need to acknowledge that this whole perfection thing is a myth. It's a fabricated idea that doesn't exist in real life. No one is perfect. Even those seemingly flawless people you see online or on TV have flaws, insecurities, and struggles just like us. Remember, behind every perfectly curated photo there's often a lot of effort, editing, and sometimes even fabrication. 2. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how your inner critic can be super harsh? It's constantly telling you what you're doing wrong and highlighting your flaws. Well, it's time to reframe those negative thoughts. Instead of saying, I messed up, try saying, that didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it. Instead of dwelling on your mistakes, focus on your progress. Celebrate small wins and acknowledge your strengths. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who is struggling. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, remember to be kind, forgiving, and supportive of yourself. Talk to yourself as if you were talking to someone you love. 4. Embrace mistakes as learning opportunities. Mistakes are not failures, they are valuable learning experiences. When something doesn't go as planned, see it as an opportunity to learn, grow, and improve. Ask yourself, what can I take away from this? How can I do things differently next time? Remember, every failure brings you closer to success. 5. Focus on your values. Instead of chasing some unattainable ideal of perfection, focus on your values, what truly matters to you. Spend your time and energy on things that align with your core beliefs and bring you joy. This will help you create a life that is authentic and meaningful to you, regardless of external pressures or expectations. Now let me paint you a picture. You're prepping for a big presentation at work. You've poured your heart and soul into it, the research, the slides, the practice sessions, but then disaster strikes. You spill coffee all over your carefully crafted notes just minutes before you go on stage. Here's where that perfectionism monster might try to take over, whispering doubts and fears in your ear. But instead of letting those negative thoughts win, take a deep breath, laugh it off, yes, really, and remember, you've got this. You've prepared well, you know your stuff, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Embrace the imperfection, own the moment, and rock that presentation. So, what are we taking away from all this? We're learning that perfection is a myth, self-criticism is toxic, and embracing our imperfections is a superpower. By shifting our mindset, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on our values, we can break free from the chains of perfectionism and live more authentic, joyful, and fulfilling lives. Remember, you are perfect just the way you are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need to hear it. And let me know your thoughts. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to embrace imperfection? Catch you all on the next episode of Surviving and Thriving in Depression, where we keep talking about mental health, real talk, and finding that spark of joy in even the toughest times.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.